Shishi, and the pasuk continues, "Vayehi ben Saya ha'orin," and it was when the Orin traveled, which is referring to the Orin mentioned in pasuk Lamed Gimel that traveled before the Bnei Yisrael. So it was when this Orin traveled, "Vayomer Moshe," and Moshe said, "Kumo Hashem, halt and wait, Hashem, do not travel too far ahead. V'yafutzu oyevecho, and let your enemies be scattered. V'yonusu misanecho miponecho." And the ones who hate you, which are the ones who hate Klal Yisrael, shall flee from before you. And Rashi points out, why concerning Oyevecha does it say V'yafutzu, and they shall be scattered, and concerning Misanecho it says V'yonusu, and they shall flee. And the answer is that V'yafutzu Oyevecha, your enemies shall be scattered, are referring to the enemy that has gathered together and is about to attack you, but did not attack you yet. So those enemies shall be scattered. However, V'yonusu Misanecho is referring to your enemies that are already chasing you, and they shall flee from before you. Uvenuchoi, and when the Oren came to rest, Yoimar Moshe said, Shuvo Hashem, let Hashem rest and be tranquil over Rivavois Alfi Yisrael, 22,000 Jews. Because Rivava is 10,000, so Rivavois is double that, 20,000. And Eleph is 1,000, so Alfei, the plural, is 2,000. Rivavois Alfi Yisrael means 22,000, and the pasuk is teaching us that the Shechina is not Shoreh, does not rest over Klal Yisrael when they are less than 22,000. Zoch Rashi, pasuk Lamed Hei, Vayehi ben Saya Ha'orin, and it was when the Orin traveled, Oso lo simonios milafonov umilaachor. The Torah places signs in the beginning of the parasha of Vayehi ben Saya, and also milaachorov at the end of the parasha of Vayehi ben Saya. If you look before Pasuk Lamed Hei, you will see an inverted Nun, and so too at the end of Pasuk Lamed Vav. So the Torah is surrounding this parasha of Vayehi ben Saya with two signs. Loimer to tell you, She'ein ze mekoymoy. This is not the place for this parasha. This parasha of Vayehi ben Saya does not belong here. And really, if you look at the parasha, it seems like that it does belong here, because Pasuk Lamed Gimel was discussing the traveling of the Oren which went before Klal Yisrael. So Pasuk Lamed Hei was saying what Moshe said when the Oren traveled. So why is it out of order? The Mefarshim explained, because over here in Parshas Baal Yisra, we are discussing a specific traveling of Klal Yisrael, the first time they traveled. So although it makes sense for this Pasuk to be over here, but we don't really want to put this Parsha of Vayehi ben Saya in a place that speaks about one traveling, because Moshe said this every time the Oren traveled. So we would rather have this parsha placed in a parsha that speaks about the general traveling of Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara in Shabbos says that this parsha of Vayehi ben Saya really belongs in Parshas Bamidbar after Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the Baal HaTurim explains why the letter Nun was chosen as the sign to be placed before and after the parsha of Vayehi ben Saya. And he says because the numerical value of Nun is 50, and the Torah is telling you that this parsha really belongs 50 parshiyos, 50 sections earlier in Sefer Bamidbar. And the reason why it is an inverted Nun and not a regular Nun is because when you count 50 parshiyos, you cannot be sure if you should place this parsha after the 50th or before the 50th parsha. Therefore, the Torah uses an inverted Nun to tell you that it should be placed before the 50th parsha when counting backwards from here. And that is after Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So Rashi continues and asks, V'lomo nichtav kan, so why was it placed over here if it's out of order? Rashi answers, K'dei lahafzik bein peronios l'peronios, to make an interruption between one Avera and another Avera. In Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'yisu mehar Hashem, and they traveled away from Har Sinai. And the Mefarshim explained, K'tinoi k'abarech mi beis ha-sefer, like a child who runs away from a yeshiva, who wants to leave as fast as he can. And some Mefarshim even say that the letters Mehar is the same as Maher. They rushed away from Har Sinai to get away from the Torah. So that was the first Avera. And also, in Pasuk Aleph, we see the Avera of Vayehi Ha'om Kimesayonim, where Klal Yisrael was looking for a bilbul against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the Parsha of Vayehi Ben Saya is right in between two Averas. And that is the reason why it is placed here, in order to make an interruption between these two Averas. Kideisa b'chol kisfei hakodesh, like the Gemara says in Shabbos in Perik, kol kisfei hakodesh. Zok Rashi kumo Hashem, lefi shehaya maktim lefneim mahalech shloshes yomim, since the Oren went ahead of them, a way of 3 days, hoya Moshe omer, Moshe said, amoid, halt v'hamtein lanu, and wait for us, v'al tisrachik yoser, and do not go further. do not go more than a distance of 3 days. And in Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, he asks that we see over here that Moshe seems to be saying, Kumo Hashem, at a very early stage, when the Aron went ahead of Klal Yisrael. However, earlier in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, it's mashma that Moshe said Kuma Hashem later, when it was actually time for Klal Yisrael to travel. At the time when they blew the Chatzotros, then Moshe said Kuma Hashem. So how does the Rashi earlier fit with the way Rashi explains this pasuk, that Kuma Hashem was stated at the time of the traveling of the Aron? Zok Rashi, v'yafutzu oyevecho, and let your enemies be scattered, hamechunosim, the ones who are gathered together and ready to attack you, v'yonusu misanecho, and you shall chase the ones who hate you, elu haroidfim, these are the ones who are chasing you, so they should flee from before you. Misanecho, the ones who hate you, elu sonei Yisrael, these are the ones who hate Klal Yisrael. The ones who hate you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the ones who hate Klal Yisrael. Shekol ha-soinei es Yisrael, soinei es mi she'omar v'hoyo ha'olam. Anybody who hates Klal Yisrael is actually hating the one who said, let the world be, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, u'misanecho nosu roish, and the ones who hate you have lifted their heads, u'miheim, and who are these who hate you, al amcha yarimu soy, the ones who conspire secretly against your nation. So we see that misanecho, the ones who hate you, are the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. So too over here, misanecho are the ones who come against Klal Yisrael. The Ayin B'Sefer Maskel Adavid, who explains why Rashi felt it necessary to explain misanecho, the ones who hate you, as the ones who hate Klal Yisrael. However, by the word oyevecho in the pasuk, your enemies, he does not explain it to mean the enemies of Klal Yisrael. The Ayin Shom Mashetiris. Zok Rashi Shuva Hashem, Menachem Tirgamoy Loshim Margoya. Menachem explains the word Shuva as an expression of tranquility. V'chein, and so it says in Yeshaya, B'shuva, with tranquility, V'nachas, and calm, Tivosheun, you shall be saved. So over here it means, Shuva Hashem, let Hashem rest with tranquility. Rivavais Alfi Yisrael, Magid, this comes to teach us, She'ena Shechina Sharu B'Yisrael, that the Shechina does not rest upon Klal Yisrael, Pechusim, when they are less than Shnei Alofim Ushtei Revavos, 22,000. And the pasuk continues, Vayehi Om, and the nation was Kimis Oinanim, like people who are trying to make a bilbul against Hashem. They are trying to create a false reason to go away from Hashem. Rab Ozne Hashem, and they wanted this bilbul to be bad in the ears of Hashem. They said, woe to us that we have to travel 3 consecutive days. Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem heard, Vayichar Apoi, and he got angry, because he said, I caused you to travel 3 consecutive days because I wanted you to enter Eretz Yisrael immediately. I did it for your good. Vativa bom eish Hashem, and the fire of Hashem burnt in them. Vatoichal, and it consumed b'ksei hamachane. And Rashi explains, tupshotim in ksei hamachane. Either it means it consumed the ones who were set aside for shiflus, for lowliness in the machane, which means it consumed the Erev Rav, the lowest group in Klal Yisrael. Or Rashi says, B'ksei HaMachane means Katsinim, the great ones of Klal Yisrael. This fire consumed the Zakenim. And really, these Zakenim, and also Nodav Avihu, should have been killed by Matan Torah. Like the Pasuk says, Vayechazu Ho'alekim Vayechlu Vayishtu, they looked too closely at Hashem, and therefore they were Mechuyiv Misa. But Hashem did not want to ruin the Simchas HaTorah of Matan Torah, and therefore he postponed their death. Nodav Avihu died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Zakenim died over here by the Eish Tavera, by the fire of Tavera. Vayitzak Ha'om El Moshe, and the Om davened to Moshe. And Rashi says the reason why Klal Yisrael went to Moshe is similar to the son of a king who sins to his father the king, and he goes to his father's friend in order that maybe his friend can plead for his behalf. So too over here, Klal Yisrael went to Moshe that Moshe should daven for them. Vayispalel Moshe El Hashem, and Moshe davened to Hashem. Vatishka ho'esh, and the fire sunk into the ground. And Rashi tells us that the fire did not go to one side and then leave, because if it did that, it would have consumed that whole side. By sinking into the ground, nobody else was killed. Vayikra Shem Hamokam Ahu Tavera, and he called the name of this place Tavera, ki vo'ar ovom esh Hashem, because over there, the fire of Hashem burnt them. Zok Rashi Posuk Aleph, Vayehi Ha'om Kimesoinanim, Ein Ha'om Elo Rishoyim. The word Om, nation, is usually used when they are wicked. And so it says, what shall I do to this nation? And it says, Ha'om harohazeh, this wicked nation. So we see, is usually used when they are bad. So too over here, they were doing an avera, they are called However, ukishehem kisherim, kruim ami. When they are righteous, they are called my nation. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, shalach ami, send out my nation from its Mitzrayim. And also in Micha, it says, ami me'er osisi lecha, my nation, what have I done for you? So whenever they are kisherim, the Torah uses the lashon of ami. Kimisainanim, a misainanim ela lashon alila. The word misainanim means that they were looking for a bilbul, a way and an excuse to get away from Hashem. Mevakshim alila hechlifresh me'achare hamokim. They were looking for a bilbul, how to separate themselves from Hashem. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says b'shimshoin, kisaeina hu mevakesh, he is looking for a bilbul, an excuse. Ra ba'ozne Hashem, sa'eina shiro ba'ozne Hashem. They were looking for a bilbul that will be bad in the ears of Hashem. Shemischavnin shetove ba'ozno v'yaknit. They had intention that it should enter Hashem's ears and anger him. Amru, they said, oilanu, woe to us, kama lavatnu b'derech hazeh shloshu yomim. How much we struggled on this way for 3 days, shloinachnu me'ini haderech, and we did not rest from the suffering of the road. Vayichor apoy, Hashem got angry. Ani yoyusi mischavnin l'tevaschem. I had intention that it should be for your good. Sheti kansu la'oretz miyad. That you should enter Eretz Yisrael right away. Zokrashi b'kseh ha'machne, b'muksim shebahem l'shiflus. The ones who were set aside for lowliness. Elu erivrav, these are the erivrav. The word kseh means the ones who were set aside. And over here, it is referring to the ones who are set aside for lowliness among Klal Yisrael. These are the erivrav. The erivrav were the ones who were consumed. Reb Shimon ben Menasya Omer, b'ketzinim shebahem uv'gedoylim. The word kseh is referring to ketzinim. The great ones, the noble people, they were the ones who were killed by the Esh Tavera, the Zakenim. Vayitzak ha'omel Moshe, Moshe l'melech basav adam. It is a parable to a king of flesh and blood, Shekoas al-Benoi, that he got angry at his son, v'holach ha'ben etzel oyavoy shel ovin. And the son went to his father's friend, v'omar loy, and he said to him, Tzei u'bakesh olay me'avo, please, go and plead on my behalf for my father. So too, Klal Yisrael went to Moshe to plead on their behalf. Vatishka ha'esh, and the fire sunk in. Shoka b'mekoyim ba'oretz, it sunk in its place into the ground. She'ilu chazro la'achas haruchos, if it would have gone to one side, hoysa mikapeles v'hoyleches kol oysa haruach, it would have folded over and destroyed that whole side. That's why it sunk into the ground. And the pasuk continues, v'ho'asaf tzuf asher b'kir boy hisavu taivo, and the Erev Rav, which were among them, desired a desire. And Rashi explains, why were the Erev Rav called the Asafsuf? Because Asaf means to gather, and the Erev Rav gathered onto Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. Vayoshuvu vayifku gam b'nei Yisrael. And as Rashi reads the Pasuk, Vayoshuvu gam b'nei Yisrael, and also the b'nei Yisrael turned away from Hashem, vayifku, and they cried, vayomru, and they said, mi yachilenu basar, who will give us meat to eat? And although they had meat at that time, they were just looking for a bilbul, a way to complain against Hashem. Meshechachma explains their complaint as follows. Because in the Midbar, the only way they were able to eat meat was if they brought a carbon. They shechted a carbon, they brought the emurim on the Mizbeach, and then they were able to eat the rest of the meat. Their complaint was, we don't want to have to do mitzvahs and bring a carbon in order to eat meat. We want meat, chinam min ha-mitzvahs, free from mitzvahs. And that's why they said, Zocharnu es hadogo, we remember the fish, asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam, which we ate in Mitzrayim, chinam min ha-mitzvahs. Because fish do not even need a shechita. There are no mitzvahs attached to it. And that's the way we like to eat our meat and our fish. And then they complained a different complaint. Why doesn't the mun change to the taste of these five items? Eitz hakishuyim, the mun will not taste like cucumbers. Ves havatichim, and not like melons. Ves hechotzir, and not like leek. Ves habitzolim, and not like onions. Ves hashumim, and not like garlic. And the reason why the mun did not taste like these things was because these five items are bad for menikois, nursing women, because it has a bad effect on the child who is nursing. So Hashem did not allow the mun to taste like these five things. And Klal Yisrael took it in a bad way and complained that in Mitzrayim we had all these things, and now in the Midbar the mun does not taste like these five things. Ve'ato nafshenu yivesha, and now our souls are dry. Ein koil, we do not have anything. Bilti el hamon einenu, the only thing our eyes see is mun. Mun in the morning, mun at night. The mun is becoming very monotonous. And then the pasuk continues by telling us how great the mun was. Hashem says, look what my children are complaining about. Look how good the mun is. V'hamon kizra gad, the mun was round like a god seed. The enoi, and its color was ke'en ha'bedoylech, like the color of crystal. Shatu ha'am, the was able to stroll casually v'loktu and gather it. V'tachanu varichayim, if they wanted it to have the taste of something ground in a mill, it had that taste. If they had a thought that it should taste like something pounded in a mortar, that's the taste that it had. Or it could taste like something that was cooked in a pot. They did not actually place it in the mill, or in the mortar, or in the pot, but through their thoughts, it could have that taste. And they made it into cakes. And its taste was, if you did not have a special machshava, a special thought, kitam, like the taste, l'shat ha-shomen, of something that was moisturized in oil. That is the pshat of doinish. However, Rashi brings down a second pshat, that the word l'shad is an abbreviation for layish, shemen, and dvash, kneaded with oil and smeared with honey. The Mefarshim ask, how does this pasuk that says that the mun tastes like l'shat ha-shomen fit with the pasuk in Parshas B'shalach, Perek Tezayin, pasuk Lamed Aleph, where there the pasuk says that the mun tasted like kitzapichis bidvash, like something that was fried in honey? How do these two psukim fit with each other? According to the pshat in Rashi that says that lashad is a nutrikin, an abbreviation of layish, kneaded, shemen with oil, and dvash and honey, so then it is very good, because this pasuk is also mentioning honey. However, according to Doinish, who said that it means moisturized in oil, how do these two psukim fit with each other? The Malbim explains that during the week, the mun tasted like l'shat ha-shomen. However, on Shabbos, it tasted like kitzapiches bidvash. Chazal tell us in Masechta Yuma, daf ayin hei, that for the zakenim, for the elderly people, it tasted like shemen, like oil. However, l'na'orim, for young people, it tasted like dvash, honey. Uveredes ha-tal al-amachan el-loilo, and when the tal, the dew, came down on the camp at night, yered hamon olav, the mon came down on top of it. As Rashi tells us in Parashas B'Shalach, it was kemunach bekufsa. The dew surrounded the mun as if it was packaged in a nice packaging in a box. So these three psukim are telling us how great the mun was. So how can Klal Yisrael complain about such a great present from Hashem? Vayishma Moshe, and Moshe heard es ha'om, the nation, boichel l'mishpachosav, crying to their families, ish l'pesach ha'holoi, each man at the opening of his tent. What does it mean, boichel l'mishpachosav? According to Rashi's first pshat, it means that families gather together in order to publicize their complaints. Boichel l'mishpachosav, many families gathering together in order to make a bigger crowd. Rashi's second pshat is, boichel l'mishpachosav, they cried over family matters, on the forbidden relationships, on the arayis that became usher to them. And although the arayis became usher to them much earlier by Matan Torah, so why are they complaining about this now, a year later? One of the terutzim given by the Sifsei Chachamim is that before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the Machanos were set up, the Shvatim were all mixed up within each other. Shevet Reuben might have lived with Shevet Dan, and Shimon with Gad. So their neighbors were people that were mutter to them, because they were not related to their neighbors. However, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan came about, and the Shvatim were separated, and Shevet Reuven camped with Shevet Reuven, and Dan with Dan, so the people who were around each Shevet were their relatives. So therefore they were complaining that all the people that lived around them on a daily basis were all arayis and were usher and forbidden to them. That is why they cried l'mishpachosav over family matters, the forbidden relationships that affected them at this point when each Shevet camped with their own people. And the pasuk continues, Vayicha af Hashem ba'oid, Hashem got very angry at this avera, uve'enei Moshe ra, and to Moshe it was bad. And Shari Aharon points out that it seems that Hashem was much angrier than Moshe, because by Hashem it says, Vayicha af Hashem ba'oid, but by Moshe it only says ra. And he quotes a Me'am Loyes that says that Hashem was angrier because Hashem knew the inner thoughts, he is boichin kloyes v'leiv of each person. And he knew that Klal Yisrael were just seeking a way to go away from Hashem. Therefore Hashem was very angry. However, Moshe, who saw this as an isolated avera, was not as angry as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the pasuk says, Uve'enei Moshe Ra. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, and Moshe said to Hashem, Lo mahari yosel avdecho, why have you done evil to your servant? Velo maloi matzasi chen beinecho, and why have I not found favor in your eyes? Lo sum es masa kol o maze olai, by putting the burden of this whole nation upon me. Ha'anoichi harisi es kol o maze, did I conceive this nation? Yem anoichi lirtiu, did I give birth to them? Kisomer elai so'eu b'chekecho, that you are telling me to carry them in your bosom. As Abarbanel explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave special powers to a mother in order to be sovel and to carry the burden of a child. But you didn't give me the power of a mother. I did not give birth to them, and I did not conceive them. What type of power did you give me? Only kasha yisa ha'imenes ayonek. You gave me the power of a nurse carrying a nursing child, but you did not give me the power of a mother. So how can you ask me to carry them al ha'adoma asher nishbata la'voisov, to the land that you swore to their fathers to give them? Where will I get meat to give to this whole nation? That they are crying to me, saying, give to us meat in order that we shall eat. I cannot carry this nation alone, because the burden is too great for me. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the punishments that he was about to give to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe said, Vim kocho, if you do this, at oisali, you are weakening me like an akeva. Because when one speaks to a male and he wants to say you, he says ata. But if one speaks to a female, he says at. And it's as if the pasuk says, Vim kocho, if you do this to Klal Yisrael, at ata oisali, you Hashem will make me into an at, you will weaken me like an akeva, like a female. So please, hargeni nahorig, please kill me first, imatosi chein beinecho, if I find favor in your eyes. Val ereb rasi, and I shall not see my evil, the evil that is done to me. Really, the pasuk should have said, val ereb rasam, I shall not see their evil, the evil that will be done to them. The reason why it says rasi is because it is a tikkun seferim, an enhancement that the Torah wrote in order not to say something bad about Klal Yisrael. The Torah did not want to say b'ra'osam, the bad that will be done to them. And just like Sofrim, scribes, sometimes change the wording of something that they are writing, so too over here, the Torah changed the word. Instead of writing b'ra'osam, it wrote b'ra'osi. Let us go back now on Rashi. Zok Rashi pasuk daled v'ho asafsuf elu erev rav. The asafsuf are the erev rav. Why were they called the Asafsuf? Because Asaf means to gather, and Shenesfu Aleim B'tzeisa Mitzrayim. They gathered upon Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. Vayashuvu. Rashi places the word Vayashuvu next to Gam B'nei Yisrael. Vayashuvu Gam B'nei Yisrael. And also the B'nei Yisrael turned away from Hashem. Vayivku Imohem, and they cried together with the Erev Rav. And they said, Miach Lenu Basar, who will give us meat to eat? V'chiloi hoyo lohem bosor, did they really not have any meat? V'aloi kvar nemar, the pasuk says that when they went out of Mitzrayim, v'gam eriv rav olo itam, the eriv rav went out with them, v'tzon uvokor mikne koved ma'oy, with a tremendous amount of sheep and cattle. So they had meat when they went out of Mitzrayim. V'im toimar, and if you want to say, ochlum, they had already eaten all these animals, this cannot be. Because, v'aloi b'chnisosom la'oretz, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, nemar, the pasuk says, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Umikne Rav Hoya Livnei Ruvain Vilivnei God. There was a tremendous amount of cattle to the children of Ruvain and God. Shevet Ruvain and God had a lot of cattle. And even though that was just Shevet Ruvain and God, Rashi is learning that Ruvain and God had a tremendous amount of cattle, but all the Shvatim definitely had Tzon Uvakar. Elo Shemevakshim Alilo. So why were they complaining? Only because they were seeking a bilbul, a way to go away from Hashem. Asher noichal b'Mitzrayim chinam, we ate the fish in Mitzrayim for free. Al toimah, shemitzriyim noisin lohem dogim chinam, you cannot say that the Mitzrayim gave to them fish for free. V'alekfar nemar, the pasuk says in Parsha Shemois, v'teven lo yinosin lohem, and straw will not be given to the Yidden in order to make the bricks. Im teven lo yhoyu noisin lohem, if they would not give straw to make it easier for them to make bricks, chinam for free, dogim hayu noisin lohem chinam, they would give them fish for free. So therefore, mahu aymer chinam, what does the word chinam mean? Chinam in ha-mitzvahs. They were looking to have fish free from the obligation of mitzvahs. without shechita and without any mitzvahs attached to it. Esakishuim. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, "Mipnei ma hamon nishtana lechol davar chus me'elu." Why did the mon change to every taste except for these five things? Mipnei shein kashim lemeinikos, because they are harmful for a nursing mother. Armim leisha, we say to a woman, "Al toichli shum ubatzel." Do not eat garlic or onions. Mipnei atinoik, because of the child. Moshe lemelech kedeisa b'sefri. It is a parable to a king that tells his son not to do certain things, even though it is for the benefit of the child, but the child does not agree and he thinks that the father is just being rough on him. So too over here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for their own benefit, but Klal Yisrael complained because they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being very harsh with them. Zakrashi HaKishuim, what are Kishuim? Heim cucumbers velaz. Avatichim are borkash, which are melons, and chotzir are krishin, which are leek, purlish. The Targumah and Targum says, Yos Basinaya, and when it comes to chotzir, he says, Ucharase, which are leek. Bilti el hamon einenu, Zakrashi, mon bashachar, mon ba'erev. Our eyes are only to the mon because we have mon in the morning and mon in the evening. Zakrashi vahamon gizragad, Misha amarzu, loy amarzu. The one who said the negative statements against the mon could not have been the one who said these positive statements. Yisrael Omrim Bilti El Hamon Einenu. Klal Yisrael said that all we see is the mon. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hichtiv B'Torah. But Hashem wrote in the Torah, V'Hamon Kizra Gad, and the mon is round like a gatzi, and all these good things about the mon. Kloimar, he means to tell us, Ru'u Bay Olam, see people who come to the world, Amam Misloinanim Bonai, what my children were complaining about. V'Hamon Kach V'Kach Hu Choshev, look how great the mon is. Kizra Gad, Ogul Kigida, round like a God seed. Zera kulander, a God seed is a zera, a seed of kulander. B'doylach, shem evan toiva, it's a name of a precious stone, which is called crystal. Shatu, they were able to stroll. Ein shayet el aloshen teal. The word shayet means to stroll casually. B'loy omo, without any tircha, without any exertion. B'tachanu v'rechayim, layor v'rechayim, the mon did not go into a mill, v'loy b'kadera, and not into a pot, v'loy b'meducha, and not into a mortar. El mishtana hoyetamoy, its taste would change, l'nitchonin, as if it was ground, v'l'nidoichin, as if it was pounded, v'l'mavusholin, as if it was cooked. Baporer, kadera, it means a pot. L'shat hashomen, lachluch shel shemen, it tasted as if it was moisturized in oil. Kach pirish doinish, that is the way doinish explains it. V'doymeloi, and it is similar to the word nepach lishadi b'chorboni kayetz. My moisture went away from me in the heat of the summer. V'alamed yisoid, and the lamed is part of the root of the word. Lishadi and lishad hashomen, the lamed does not mean two. It is part of the root of the word. And the pasuk means nepach lachluchi b'chorboni kayetz. My moisture left me because of the heat of the summer. V'rabbeisenu pishu, and our chachamim explain, the word l'shad means loshen shadayim, a loshen of breast. Ach ein inyan shadayim etzel shaman. What is the connection between shadayim, breast, and oil? V'yef shaloyme, and one cannot say l'shad hashaman means loshen vayishman yeshurun, that yeshurun became fat, so the word vayishman means to become fat. So too over here, shaman means fattened. L'shad hashaman, that it tasted like fattened breast. This cannot be. She'im Cain, if so, hoya hamem nokud komet cotton. The mem would have a tseri under it. V'tamei lamato tachas hamem. And the accent of the word would be on the mem milra. It would be pronounced l'shad hashomein, with the accent on the mem, and a tseri under the mem. Achshov shamem nokud pasach cotton. Now that the mem has a segel underneath it. V'hatam tachas hashin. And the accent is mil'el under the shin. So it's shomen, with the accent on the shin and a segel under the mem. Loshen shemenhu, it means oil. Vashin ha-nakuda becometz gadol, and the shin that has a kometz underneath it, ve'ena nakuda bepasach katan, and it does not have a segel underneath it. Why, if the word means shemen, oil, the shin should also have a segel underneath it, and it should be pronounced shemen and not shomen? Bipneshu saif pasuk. That is only because it is the end of a pasuk. So when the word shemen is placed at the end of the pasuk, it becomes shomen, but not because it means fattened. Davar acher, second pshat in Rashi is lishad loshen utrikin. Lishad is an abbreviation. Layish shemen dvash, kneaded with oil and smeared with honey. Ki isen hanalusha b'shemen, like dough that is kneaded with oil, uketufa b'dvash, and smeared with honey. Metargum shel okeles, the metargum delayish b'mishcha, and targum that touches it, delayish b'mishcha, kneaded with oil, noita lepesroni shel donish. He seems to explain it like donish, who says that it was moisturized in oil. Shel isa hanalusha b'shemen, because dough that was kneaded with oil, lachluchis shemen yeshba, has a moisturization of oil in it. And although we should be able to say that Targum Onkelis is also going according to the Pshat that learns that it is Nutrikin, Layish, Shemen, and Dvash, and that seems to be exactly what Targum is saying, Layish, Shemen. The reason why Rashi does not say that it fits with that Pshat is because according to the Nutrikin Pshat, there is also the Dalid of Dvash, honey. And since Onkelis does not mention honey, therefore he says it fits better with Donish Pshat, that it means moisturized with oil. Zok Rashi, Boichel Mishpachoysov, Mishpachos, Mishpachos, Nesafim, there were families that gathered together, Uboichim, and cried together, Lefarsem, Tarumosam, Begoloi, to publicize their complaints openly. Rabbi Seinu Amru, and our Chacham explain, Lemishpachosav, what does it mean? Al Iske Mishpachos, over family matters. Al Arayas, Hanesoris Lahem, concerning the forbidden relationships that became forbidden to them, that was what they were crying about. And Moshe said, I did not conceive them, I did not give birth to them, ki somer elai, she'ata omer elai sa'eu b'chekecho, that you should tell me to carry them in your bosom. The heichen omer loi, Cain, where did Hashem tell him this? The pasuk says, leich necheyas ha'om. Hashem told Moshe, go lead the om. V'omer, and it also says, v'yitzavem el b'nei Yisrael, he commanded them concerning the b'nei Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe to be soivel and carry the burden of Klal Yisrael, Amanashiyu soiklam eschem, even if they stone you, umecharfem eschem, and even if they curse you. Al ho adoma asher nishbata la avoysov, to the land that you swore to their fathers, ata omerli lo seisom becheki, you are telling me to carry them in my bosom. Ve'im kocho, and if you do this, ato isali. Toshish koicho yishal Moshe kinekevo. Moshe's strength became weakened like a female. Kishero akodesh baruchu hapuronus, shehu osid lahavi alehem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the punishments that were destined to come upon them. Al Zois Amar Lefonov, on this, he said before Hashem, Im Kein Hargeni Tchilo, if so, if you want to punish them like that, kill me first. Val Ere Barasi, in order that I should not see my evil. Barasam Hayaloi Lichtav, the Torah should have written Barasam that I will not see the evil that will come to them. Ela only, Shekina HaKosov, the Pasuk changed the Lashon. And this is one of the tikkunei seifrim that are written in the Torah, lekinoi ulesakin es haloshen, to enhance the language of the Torah, because the Torah did not want to say evil against Klal Yisrael by saying bera'asam, so it wrote bera'asi. And just like the seifrim do this, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to the Torah. And we find other places where Rashi says that it's a tikkun seifrim. First of all, in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chav Beis, where there the Pasuk says that Avram was standing before Hashem, when in essence it was really Hashem standing before Avram because Hashem came to Avram, but the Torah did not want to write that Hashem was standing before Avram. So therefore, because of a tikkun seifrim, it switches it around and writes that Avram was standing before Hashem. And so too we find the Parshas Kisavoy in Perik Chavches, Pasuk Lamed, there too Rashi says that the word over there was a tikkun seifrim. And the Pasuk continues, that since Moshe said that the burden of Klal Yisrael was too heavy for him to carry it alone, therefore Hashem said that I will give you help. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Klal Yisrael, asher yodata, that you know, ki heim zikne ha'am v'shoitrov, that they are the elders of the nation, and also the officers, the shoitrim, that were hit in Mitzrayim, that these people were the officers that the Mitzrayim appointed to push the rest of the B'nai Yisrael to work harder. And since these shoitrim, these officers, did not want to push Klal Yisrael, they were hit with sticks. Since they were mitzdar, they were pained in Mitzrayim for the sake of Klal Yisrael, therefore they should be appointed as a Kanim over Klal Yisrael at the time of their greatness. And you shall take them to the Yoel Moed, which means you shall persuade them to stand before the Yoel Moed by saying, fortunate are you that have been appointed to be leaders over the children of Hashem. And they should stand together with you at the entrance of the Yoel Moed. This way Klal Yisrael will see that they also enter together with you to hear the words of Hashem. This way they will give respect to these Zakenim, because these Zakenim are also coming together with Moshe. V'yoradati, and I will descend. And Rashi tells us that this is one of the 10 places where the Torah writes that Hashem descended from Shemayim. V'dibarti im choshom, and I will speak with you over there, only with you and not with them. V'otzalti min haruach asher olecho, and I will increase from the spirit which was upon you. V'samti aleihem, and I will place it on them. And Rashi tells us that Moshe was compared at that time to a candle. Just like when one lights one candle from another candle, the first candle does not lose any light by lighting the second candle, so too Moshe Rabbeinu did not lose any nevuah by sharing the nevuah with the zakenim. V'nosu itach b'maseh ha'om, and this will be on the condition that the zakenim carry the burden with you. V'loisisa ato levadecho, and you shall not carry the burden alone. So this is the answer to your complaint that you cannot do it alone. I have gathered over here 70 people in order that the nevuah should be shared with them, and they should help you carry the load of Klal Yisrael. Ve'el ha'om toimar, and to the nation you shall say, Hiskat shu l'mochor, be prepared for peronios, for punishment tomorrow. Ve'achaltem bosor, you shall eat meat. Ki bechisem ba'oznei Hashem lemor, because you cried in the ears of Hashem saying, Mi achilenu bosor, who will give us meat to eat? Ki toiv lanu b'mitzroyim, because it was better for us in Mitzrayim. Ve'nosen Hashem lochem bosor ve'achaltem, now Hashem will give you meat and you will eat. Lo yoimecha toichlum, you will not eat it for one day. Velo yoimoyim, and not 2 days. Velo yichamisha yomim, and not for 5 days. Velo yasor yomim, velo yesrim yomim, and not for 10 days, and not for 20 days. Ad chodesh yomim, until 1 month's time, you will eat this meat. Ad asher yetei me'apchem, until it will be so disgusting to you as if you ate too much of it that it will be coming out of your nose. V'hoya lochem lezoro, and it will be for you lezoro. Rashi says tup shatim in lezoro. Either it means it will be for you for a furthering. You will push it away more than you wanted it in the first place. A second pshat is, lezara means for a sword. It will be a sword to you and it will kill you. Yan ki ma'asem es Hashem asher bekirichem. This was all because you rejected Hashem who was among you. Since Hashem dwelled among you, therefore you became comfortable with him and had the chutzpah to rebel against him. Vativku lefanav lemar, and you cried before him saying, Loma ze yotzonu mi mitzroyim, why did we leave Mitzrayim? And Rashi asks that from the pasuk over here we see that they lived for 1 month's time. However, in pasuk Lamed Gimel, the pasuk says Habosor Edenu Ben Shineihem, the meat was between their teeth, and they died right away. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? And Rashi offers two pshatim. The Sifri says that the Rishoyim died right away. However, the Ksherim, the more decent ones, lived for a month. Mechilta says just the opposite. The ones who were the Ksherim died right away. However, the Rishoyim were mitzta'er, they were pained, and they lived in pain for a month. Similarly, we find by Mitzrayim that the Pasuk says, Yordu v'mtzoles k'may oven, the Mitzrayim went down to the depths like a stone. Another Pasuk says, Tzalalu kaiferes, they went down like lead. And yet a third Pasuk says, Yechalemu kakash, they were consumed like straw. And the pshat over there is that the more decent ones went down quicker like a stone. The ones who were bigger Rishoyim went down like lead, and the biggest Rishoyim of them went down slowly, kakash, like straw, going up and down and being mitstar in the waters of the Yamsuf. So too over here, according to the pshat of the Mechilta, the Kesherim died right away. However, the Rishoyim were mitstar for a month's time before they died. Dasakena mibalei ha'tosfos says an interesting remez, an interesting hint to the days that there is a mitzvah to eat meat throughout the year. Because the Pasuk says, Bosor v'achaltem, you shall eat meat, lo yom echod v'lo yomoyim, lo chamisha yomim, lo asor yomim, lo esrim yomim, ach chodesh yomim. So the Pasuk lists 1 day, 2 days, 5, 10, 20, and a month of days. If you add 1 day to 2 days, it gives you a total of 3 days. Add to that 5 days is a total of 8 days. Add to that 10 days gives you a total of 18, plus 20 days is a total of 38. And then if you add chodesh yomim, a month of days, if you count a month which has 29 days, that gives you a total of 67 days. Corresponding to these 67 days mentioned in the pasuk, we have 67 days of Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim where there is a mitzvah to eat meat. In a lunar year of 354 days, there are 50 Shabbosos. There are also 4 days of Pesach, giving us a total of 54. 2 days Shavuos gives us a total of 56. 2 days Rosh Hashanah brings us to 58. And 1 day Yom Kippur, which L'chara means Erev Yom Kippur, when there is a mitzvah to eat meat, that brings us up to 59 days. 4 days Sukkos brings us to 63. And then a leap year has 4 extra Shabbosos, giving us a total of 67 days throughout the year that there is a mitzvah of Va'achaltem Basar. In the next 3 psukim, Rashi explains 3 ways how to learn: Rabbi Akiva's way, Rabbi Shimon's way, and Rabbi Gamliel's way. Let us explain all the psukim according to these mandamrim. According to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, "Is it possible for you, Hashem, to give 600,000 people enough meat? Can you shecht enough animals that will be sufficient for these 600,000 people?" On that Hashem answered, "Hayad Hashem tiksar, are you saying that the hand of Hashem is short and insufficient to give Klal Yisrael their needs? Now you will see if my word will come true or not, if I will be able to give them enough meat." According to this pshat, it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Hashem is not capable of giving Klal Yisrael what they are asking for. And Rashi asks, if so, why don't we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for this sin of saying these words? We see Moshe Rabbeinu was punished by the Mei Meriva by calling Klal Yisrael Hamorim, Shimuna Hamorim, listen now, you rebellious people. What's worse, calling Klal Yisrael rebellious, or saying that Hashem is incapable of giving Klal Yisrael their desires? Of course, it is much worse to say that Hashem is incapable. So why wasn't he punished for saying these words? And Rashi answers, because these words were said b'tzina, quietly. However, Shimuna Hamorim was said publicly, and therefore there was a Chil Hashem, and that is why he was punished for those words. And this is the way the Pasuk reads according to Rabbi Akiva. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Sheish me'os elef ragli ha'om asher anochi b'kirboy. The nation that I am among them totals 600,000 people. Va'ata omarta, and you are saying, Basar etein lohem, I will give them meat, va'ochlu chodesh yamim, and they will be able to eat this meat for a month. Hatzonu voka yishachet lohem, umatzah lohem, will you be able to slaughter enough sheep and cattle, umatzah lohem, that will be enough for them? Im es kol dege hayom yeosef lohem, if all the fish in the sea you will bring for them and gather for them, umatzah lohem, that will be enough for them. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hayad Hashem tiksar, are you saying that the hand of Hashem is insufficient? I cannot give them their needs. Atasira, now you will see, Hayikrucha Devori Imloi, if my words will come true or not. Will I be able to give them the meat or not? It is a little bit unclear to me, according to Rabbi Akiva, how to learn the words Imes Kol Degei Hayom Yeyosef Lohem Umatzah Lohem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that Hashem is not able to meet the needs of Klal Yisrael. So Bishlama, I understand the words Hatzonu Voki Yishachet Lohem Umatzah Lohem. Moshe was saying, can you actually shecht enough animals in this midbar to satisfy their needs? But what do the words Imes Kol Degei Hayom Yeyosef Lohem Umatzah Lohem mean? If Hashem would actually bring all the fish in the sea to the midbar, that should be enough for them. So what was Moshe saying by the words Imes Kol Degei Hayom Yeyosef Lohem Umatzah Lohem? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel do not learn like Rabbi Akiva, because they do not want to learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that Hashem is not capable of doing something. Chas v'sholom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu would say such a thing. And therefore they learn differently these psukim. Rabbi Shimon learns that Moshe Rabbeinu said, is this your praise to take 600,000 people and give them meat and then kill them right afterwards after you gave them the meat? Is it considered proper to feed a donkey as much as he can eat and then chop off his head and say, you see, I gave you all the food that you wanted? So too over here, Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael all their meat in order to kill them right afterwards. On that Hashem said, Hayad Hashem tiksar, should the hand of Hashem be short and insufficient in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, if I don't give them the meat and I just kill them, they will say that I am not capable of giving them the meat. Therefore, I must give them the meat before I kill them. According to Rabbi Shimon, this is the way the Pasuk reads. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Sheish me'os elef ragli ha'om asher anochi b'kirboy. There are 600,000 people among us. Va'ata omarta, and you are saying, Basar etein lohem va'ochlu chodesh yamim, I will give them meat for a month's time. Hatzonu vaku yishachit lohem umatzah lohem. Will you shecht sheep and cattle for them, umatzalahem, and this will suffice for them for the rest of their lives, because you will kill them right afterwards. Is this your praise? Imes kol degei hayom yeyosef lahem, if you will gather for them all the fish in the sea, umatzalahem, and that will suffice for them for the rest of their lives, is that going to be something good for them? Is that your praise to do such a thing? Vayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, if I don't give them the meat, hayad Hashem tiksar, the hand of Hashem will be insufficient in their eyes, and I do not want them to think for even one second that I cannot fill their need. Therefore, I must give them the meat, even though I will kill them right afterwards. And Rabbi Gamliel learns pshat in these psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that it is impossible to satisfy the needs of these people, because these people are just looking to complain. If you will give them meat from a large animal, they will want meat from a small animal. If you will give them meat of a small animal, they will ask for a large animal. If you will give them meat of an animal, they will ask for birds, or grasshoppers, or fish. No matter what you will do for them, they will always complain and ask for something else. Therefore, you will never be able to satisfy the needs of these people. On that, Hashem said, if I do not give them what they are asking for, then they will say, Hayad Hashem tiksar, the hand of Hashem is insufficient, and there will be a chilul Hashem. So therefore, I have to give them what they are asking for, even though it will not satisfy them. And according to both Rab Shimon and Rabban Gamliel, we did not explain what the words Atosire Hayikrucha Devori Imloi means. And the pshat is according to them that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you have to give them meat, let me at least try to speak to them first. Maybe I will be able to talk them out of this tremendous aveira. And Hashem said to Moshe that they will not listen to you. Atosire, now you will see Hayikrucha Devori Imloi, if my words will come true or not, that they will not listen to you. But Moshe went to Klal Yisrael, Vayetze Moshe Vayidaber Elohim, and Moshe went and spoke to them, Eis Divrei Hashem, the words of Hashem. And Moshe said to them, don't you think that Hashem, who gave you water and gave you mud in the Midbar, can't he give you meat also? And Klal Yisrael said, he's just trying to convince us and persuade us to back off. He is not capable of giving us the meat. And they did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe saw that they did not listen, Vayesef Shivamish Bizikne Aam, he continued and gathered the 70 people like Hashem had commanded. And the pasuk continues, Vayamed Oisam Svivos Ha'oel, he had them stand around the Oyel Moed. Vayered Hashem Va'onon, and Hashem came down in a cloud. Vayedaber Elov, and he spoke to Moshe. Vayotzel Menaruch Hasher Olov, and he increased the spirit upon Moshe. Vayitein Al Shivim Ish Hazakanim, and he placed it on the 70 Zakanim. Vayhi Kenoyach Aleim Aruach, and it was when the Spirit rested upon them, Vayisnabu, and they prophesied, Veloyasafu. What does it mean by Veloyasafu? Sifri learns, Veloyasafu comes from the word Veloy Yosef. They did not add, and they did not continue. This prophecy was only on this day, Veloyasafu, they did not continue to prophesize after that. However, Targum Onkelos learned, Veloyasafu comes from the word Saif. There was no end to the prophecy. They did continue to prophesize even after that day. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane, and two people remained in the camp, Shemo echor Eldad v'shem Hasheni Medad. One's name was Eldad, and the second one's name was Medad, v'atorach aleim haruach, and the spirit rested upon them, v'hema baksuvim, because they were the ones that were written down to get the nevuah, v'lo yotzu ha'olem, but they did not want to go out to the tent because they were humble, and they felt that they were not worthy. Vayisnabu b'machane, and they prophesied in the camp. Rashi explains how they figured out who should be the zaken. Because if each shevet gave 6 zakenim, that would be a total of 72 zakenim. And Hashem only wanted them to choose 70. The only way this would work out is if every shevet gave 6, and 2 shvatim would only give 5, that would give them a total of 70 zakenim. The only problem with that is that no shevet would want their shevet to be the one that only has 5 zakenim and not 6. So Moshe made a lottery, and he placed 72 pieces of paper into a box. On 70 pieces it said zaken, and on 2 it was blank. So each shevet sent up 6 zakenim to take their lottery, to take their pieces of paper, and the ones that came up blank, they were the ones that Hashem said, I do not want you to be a zaken, and your shevet will only have 5 zakenim instead of 6. Eldad and Medad were part of the 70 that were chosen, and that's why it says Vehema Baksuvim, they were the ones that were written down to be a zaken. But since they were humble, they did not want to come out to the machane, and they remained in the camp, and they were prophesizing over there. What nevuah did they say? Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis. Moshe will die and Yeshua will lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Vayora Tanar, and then the youth ran. Who was this Nar? This Nar was Gershon, the son of Moshe. Vayagad l'Moshe vayomar, and he told Moshe and said, Eldad u'Medad misnabeim b'machane. Eldad and Medad are prophesizing in the camp. Vayan Yeshua benun misharis Moshe b'bechurov. And Yeshua benun, who was the servant of Moshe from his young days, vayomar, and he said, Adoni Moshe, my master Moshe, kiloim. And Rashi over here says, tupshatim in the word kiloim. Either it means kiloim, stop them, place upon them the tzarchei tzibur, the needs of the congregation, this way the nevuah will stop. Because nevuah does not rest upon a person who is tarred, busy, and unsettled. Therefore, place upon them the tzarchei tzibur, and the nevuah will stop. A second pshat Rashi brings down is, kiloim, place them in base kela, into a jail, because they said, Moshe meis, Yeshua machnis. And Rashi in Parashat B'Shalach, Perik Yudches, Pasuk Tes says, kiloim means kill them, since they rebelled against you, and one who rebels against Moshe Rabbeinu is as if he rebels against Hashem. Vayomer lo Moshe, and Moshe said to Yeshua, Hamakana atoli, are you being zealous for me? Umi yeten kol am Hashem neviim. Halavai, the whole nation will be neviim. Ki yiten Hashem es ruche aleihem, that Hashem will place His Spirit upon them. Even though Eldad u'Medad were saying a nevuah in the machane, outside the Oel Moed, and even though they were saying a nevuah before Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the main Navi, still Moshe said, it does not bother me, I am not machbid on my kavod, and halavai, everybody should be a Navi. It is interesting to note the Mefarshim who explain who Eldad u'Medad really were. According to Yonison ben Uziel, Eldad and Medad were the brothers of Moshe and Aharon because they shared the same mother. When Amram separated from Yecheved by the gzerah of Kol ben Hayiloid Hayaret Hashlichuhu in Mitzrayim, Yecheved went and married Elitzafon ben Parnoch and had two sons by the names of Eldad u'Medad. And then she remarried Amram and had Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to this pshat, Eldad and Medad were brothers of Moshe and Aharon Minoim by sharing the same mother. According to Das Kane Mibali HaTosfos, he says that Eldad u'Medad were brothers of Moshe and Aharon Minoav. They shared the same father, Amram. Because after Matan Torah, when the Torah was given and the Arayis, the forbidden relationships, became Osir, Amram separated from his wife Yecheved, who was his aunt, which was a forbidden relationship. And then he remarried somebody else and had two sons, one Eldad and one Medad. And Das Kanim quotes someone who actually saw the caver of Eldad u'Medad, and it was written on their grave, Eldad u'Medad achi Aharon min Av v'loy min Ein. Eldad and Medad, the brothers of Aharon, from one father, but not from one mother. Sefer HaKesav v'HaKabbalah asks on this Das Kanim Mibali HaTosfos. He says that the Yidden received the Torah on Vav Sivan, the sixth day of Sivan, in the first year that they went out of Mitzrayim. They traveled for the first time in the second year on Chaf Iyar, almost a year later. And 3 days after traveling, they complained with the Avera of the Mesoinanim and the Avera of the Asafsuf, which is the parsha where Eldad u'Medad received their nevuah. If we learn that Amram separated from Yecheved right after Matan Torah, even if he married somebody else immediately after Matan Torah, and his wife would have given birth 7 months later even to twin boys, still, Eldad u'Medad would have only been a couple of months old at the time of this story. This is very difficult to say that this nevuah that Eldad u'Medad had was when they were only a few months old. And second of all, we see later on that Eldad u'Medad were even married, because Tzipporah said, woe to the wives of these Nevi'im, who their husbands will separate from them due to the nevuah that has come upon them. So we see that Eldad u'Medad had wives. Does it make sense that people who are only a few months old were able to have nevuah and also to be married? So it is very difficult to say that Amram got married to Eldad u'Medad's mother right after Matan Torah. We must therefore say that Amram knew about the Isser of marrying one's aunt even before Matan Torah, and therefore, based on this information, he separated from Yecheved even before Matan Torah, and then married somebody else. And this way, Eldad u'Medad would have been much older by this episode. The Rashis that were not said yet inside will be said after Shavuot.